And I'm with Olivier Ozegon-Perper, who is known in this area as Ozegon because he's a storyteller who lives very close to the famous forest of Pimpon. This forest has another name, Brocéliande. What does this name mean? Where does this name come from?
You know, a river may have many springs, and there are many springs for Brocéliande. Félix Bellamy from the 19th century has received about 30 meanings about Brocéliande. I'll give you a few ones. First, Brocélen in Brittany language, Arvrocélen. Arvrocélen means the land of knowledge. Knowledge in the meaning of wisdom. Another meaning is Brecilian, and very old name from very old Celtic language, and it means the sacred land.
There's a lot in the name itself which gives an impression this forest is full of legends.
On the map, Brocéliande doesn't exist on the geographic map. Brocéliande is a forest of legend. And if we believe writers and poets from Middle Ages, this forest was covering more than half of Brittany and goes to Normandy.
So it's not just what we find now.
Yes!
Now it's a big forest. It's 9,000 hectares.
Yes.
But before it was...
Yes, before it was a very, very... wild and wide forest. But, you know, poets and writers are more in the imagination than in the geography. So we have to be wise to understand this. However, tales and the legends are like a mirror. You can find inside them the beauty of the universe and your own beauty. It's not possible and it's not good to try to put the legend in a geography area or in a historical period. We know that in each tales there is a part of truth, but just a little.
Which are the most common legends associated with the forest of Brocéliande?
Of course, Merlin, King Arthur, and Morgan and Vivian, because Vivian and Merlin meet themselves at Barenton, the spring of Barenton. And there is only one spring like that, which has been told in many legends, and there is only one forest, Brocéliande, who has that kind of spring, because the spring of Barenton produces bouillonnement, bubbles. But there is not fire under to make bubbles.
This place is where Merlin met his love.
Vivian, yes, yeah. That's right.
And the legend says that King Arthur was present in the forest also?
But first, you know, poets and writers during 4 or 5 centuries have written about this legend in all Europa. We have, of course, the most of the books are English and French, but we have Spanish versions, Hungarian versions, Russian versions, Swedish versions, Italian too, and German too. You know, so it's the most important literature from Europa. And for French people, it's very important too, because the first name of all of this legend is Les Romans des Chevaliers de la Table Ronde, ou Les Romans de la Table Ronde, The Romans of the Round Table. And these books, which were at the beginning in a typical language, have given a literature because poets have made their own version.
You know the forest very, very well because you've taken people on guided visits. Which places do you take them to?
Why I guide people to the spring of Barenton? First is the, you know, in the legend, it's the big place where Merlin met his love, Viviane. In the top of my heart, I'm a romantic. So this place, yes, and it's a lovely place, a quiet place. And this spring is known during centuries for having every time water. So it's very rare for a spring to keep its water crossing centuries.
Which other places are there that cannot be missed?
Yes, alors, yes, there is the Val Sans Retour, where the Morgan La Fée kept night people, which are not loyal to their love. It's the reason and the meaning of the name Val Sans Retour in French, means the place without return. We can't go in, we can't come back. We are prisoners in this valley.
Would you say that this place, is it haunted?
Very haunted.
So visitors must go there.
Yes, enfin, you know, there is the Lancelot, a beautiful knight, has liberated the valley of this curse, because he is loyal to his love, even if his love is not his own love, because Lancelot loved the queen, and the queen is not his wife. We have to understand that in this time, people believed that love saved their soul. And when you love somebody, you are becoming love. And love is the heart of the Creator. So when you love, you are in the heart of the Creator. This is the source of troubadours people, in the courtesy love. Then Lancelot has taken a queen for the throne of his heart. This is the pattern of the courtesy love.
Courtly love.
Courtly love.
Which isn't the same as a physical love. It's something higher. It's something spiritual.
Yes. And Lancelot is loyal because he knew that when you love, you are becoming love. And you save your soul.
For visitors to the forest, where should they start? Because it's an enormous forest, isn't it?
You know, there is a beautiful place, the Château of Compère, with a lake. It's very known here because beautiful people are working inside. This is the centre, l'imaginaire arthurien, the centre of the Arthurian imaginaire, which has the most important bibliothèque, library of Europa on the subject of the literature of Arthur, Merlin, and so on. And in this castle, there is exposition. Every year, they take exposition, and they have very gifted guides in the castle. And you have the lake, and the legend said that this is in this lake where Lancelot has been educated.
Ozegon, you've given us an idea about the forest of Rossellon. Thank you very much.